I'm sure you'll find a good one. And I can't think of anything better to do today than take a leap into the boating lifestyle. I've been a boater my whole life. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Very relaxing. It's kind of like this ham radio. You can really get immersed in it, working on your boat and not enjoying it. But it's an awful lot of fun. What kind of boat are you looking at, and how are you going to use it?
Probably, I'd like to get a 30-footer, no bigger, Lake St. Clair. I'm going to have it rack stored at Anchor Bay Marina. I had one before. I had a 26-foot, 26.5 Regal, 2665 or whatever the heck it was before, a single engine with an outdrive. And so I've had them before, and I rack stored it. I really like rack storing it. It makes things so much easier. And that place, it's been a few years since I had a boat, but that place was always so fast. I mean, they knew if the weather was nice, they'd have like 5 or 6 forklift drivers there, and if it was crummy, they'd have 1 or 2. I don't think I've ever had to wait more than 5 or 6 minutes for those guys to get our boat out. So I'll probably end up doing that. Plus, it keeps it nice and pretty. So that's another thing that makes it kind of cool. So that's basically where we're going to go. Lake St. Clair. I like Lake St. Clair. Had a boat, and then I fell in love with jet skis. I got a monster powerful jet ski. I got a 300 horsepower speeding jet ski. And right now we just take advantage of other people's boats. So we go boat hopping and visiting all our friends. And I'm at the north end of the lake, so the waters are always calm. And I know how to bounce around up there pretty quick.